for us. Then at Brentford we had a decision against us, so it's football, so I can't influence the referee, and it was important that we showed a different Crystal Palace face in second half to get this point, and that's now what we have to build on and to be more consistent over the 90 minutes.
Thanks for joining us on 606.
Thanks so much, George. 08085 909 693. Keep those calls coming in after the news on 5 Live with Dan Maudsley.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Thanks, Robbie. Lawyers representing 37 women who were allegedly raped or sexually assaulted by the late Harrods owner, Mohamed Al-Fayed, say they've received 150 new inquiries since the BBC documentary revealed allegations against him. The current owners of Harrods have urged women to get in touch to seek a settlement, but they've been criticised by Dean Armstrong KC, one of the barristers looking after the case.
It's particularly unacceptable for these incredibly courageous survivors who've had the courage to come forward and contribute to the programme on the BBC on Thursday. And for Harrods to say they are pursuing this effectively, certainly the inference is with expedition, I just candidly just not accept that.
A senior American official has warned there's an acute risk that the fighting between Israel and Lebanon could ignite a regional war. More than 30 people, including children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital Beirut yesterday. Israel said it had targeted and killed a top Hezbollah military commander and 15 other members. Exchanges of fire between Israel and Hezbollah have continued today. Our correspondent Daniel De Simone is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli government has been speaking about a new phase in this war, talking about the war's centre of gravity moving north. They've moved a division of the Israeli army from its previous position focusing on Gaza to the north. So the whole trend this week is towards escalation. Just yesterday, according to the Israeli military itself, Hezbollah fired around 200 rockets into northern Israel, and Hezbollah has said that Hezbollah will not stop fighting Israel until Israel ceases its aggression in Gaza.
Hamas says at least 22 people have died in an Israeli strike on a former school in Gaza City. The Israeli military says it targeted a Hamas command room in the building. And Cornwall has been hit by large hailstones and lightning as a yellow weather warning for thunderstorms remains in place for parts of England and Wales. A further yellow weather warning for rain has been issued for tomorrow, covering Wales, southwest England, the Midlands and parts of southeast England. Andy Barwell has the sport.
And Liverpool sit top of the Premier League table ahead of Manchester City and Aston Villa on goal difference. City, though, still have a game in hand. Luis Diaz scored twice for Liverpool today, 3-0 home winners over Bournemouth. Aston Villa came from a goal down to win 3-1 at home to Wolves. The Chelsea boss, Enzo Maresca, says his team are moving in the right direction as they defeated West Ham 3-0. There were 3-1 wins for Spurs over Brentford and for Fulham at home to Newcastle. Leicester against Everton and Southampton versus Ipswich both ended one apiece. Ipswich's equaliser there coming in the fifth minute of added time, and Crystal Palace drew 0-0 with Manchester United. Two Scottish League Cup quarter-finals have been played this evening. Aberdeen have defeated fourth-tier Spartans 4-0. And Rangers, on their return to Ibrox for the first time this season, they beat Dundee 3-0. In cricket, the second one-day international at Headingley, England were dismissed for 202, leaving Australia the winners by 68 runs. Australia lead that five-match series 2-0. And don't forget, from 8:35 Live has coverage from Wembley Stadium and commentary on a big fight night, an all-British heavyweight showdown with a world title at stake as the IBF champion Daniel Dubois faces Anthony Joshua.
Live Live Premier League Sunday.
Mikel Arteta to Arsenal is confirmed.
We were sad when he leaves. He's above or beyond a good manager.
Arsenal have confirmed the signing of Declan Rice.
Manchester City have agreed a deal to sign Erling Haaland.
Champions again. They've won it 4 years running.
I think Arsenal get even closer again.
The level is higher and higher.
Five Live Premier League Sunday.
Welcome to you, Manchester City against Arsenal.
Listen today from 12 on Five Live and BBC Sounds.
The UK's biggest football debate. This is 606 with Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage on Five Live.
Given away by Bruno, middle of the box, and Villa could be in again. Rodgers to Duran, and that wraps it up. 3-1 Aston Villa.
Well, they now trailed Chelsea by 3-0 in the opening minutes of this second half. It was on the break. It was Nicholas Jackson.
Madison scores. It's Tottenham Hotspur 3-1.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Call free 08085 909 693. Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Plus, see our privacy notice. bbc.co.uk/5live.
Yes, 3 was the magic number today, Chris. Lots of game goals. 3 goals in games. Difficult for me to say. 08085 99693. One of the teams who scored 3, Christopher, Aston Villa. What a week has been. You know, the win in Europe, 3 today against Wolverhampton Wanderers. And Brian, you're a Villa fan. How are you, Brian?
I'm very well, thanks, Robbie. Yeah.
It's great being
a Villa fan at the moment. It's certainly turned around amazingly since Unai took over. But what I wanted to talk about was the sad passing of Gary Shaw this week, who was my childhood idol. He brought the European Cup to back home to Birmingham. He won us the league, and he was like a rock star. You know, blonde hair. Tan, he was just a bit like yourself, Gary, but probably a little bit better looking. He was just an absolute. He was an absolute star. Star.
Tell us about his footballing ability, Brian. I mean, I remember the early 80s and Villa winning the European Cup and various players from the team, and you know he'd be one of the players who you know I would remember. Gordon Cowans, Peter With of course scored a goal, Tony Morley, but Gary Shaw was such an integral part of that Villa team in that era.
Yeah, he totally was. Yeah, he was you know he was sort of kind of played off Peter With, scored almost as many goals as Peter With. To be honest, for those few years before he got that really bad injury, I think he was only 22 when he got the really bad injury. For the sort of 2 or 3 years prior to that, you know, I'd say he was on a par with Dalglish. I'm not, you know, he was that good. It was unbelievable how good he was to look back at what he did in those couple of years. You know, I know Dalglish did it over sort of 15 years, but the player that he could have become as well, you know, his career was just about over at the age of 22 when he had that injury. And what he achieved was incredible.
It was amazing with his footballing ability, Brian, that he was never capped at England senior level.
That's absolutely incredible, isn't it? I think I can't think of anybody... a better uncapped player than Gary Shaw. I think Ron Greenwood in those days, he was very stuck on sort of Keegan and Brookin, and who else did he take the 82 World Cup? Mariner, maybe? I can't remember. But really, you know, on merit at that point, if you were to pick the best players, Gary Shaw would have gone to the 82 World Cup without a doubt. He just won the European Cup. He was the European Young Player of the Year in 82. He was the Premier League, First Division Young Player of the Year in 81. Mm. Villa won the Super Cup, I think it was early 83, when they beat Barcelona. Diego Maradona walked into the Villa changing room after the game and asked Gary Shaw for his shirt. That's how good he was.
I heard, Brian, I heard Pat Murphy tell that story this afternoon on 5 Live. Yeah, I mean that's incredible, Rob, isn't it? You think?
Yeah.
You know you've cracked it if Maradona's asking for your shirt. Brian, thank you for that lovely tribute. What a player, Chris. You know, I remember that European Cup winning side as well. What a team that was. Mm. Thank you so much for that tribute. Right, let's go to Chris. Chris, you're a Fulham fan. How are you, Chris?
Hey guys, yeah, very good. Thanks yourselves.
Yes, good, very good. So you must be quite excited about Fulham's start to the season, Chris?
think so, yeah. I think the job Marco Silva was doing is absolutely fantastic. I mean, obviously we had a fairly unlucky first game of the season at Old Trafford, but, you know, today we were brilliant. I think we're playing probably with a fairly weak forward line in terms of Muniz or Jimenez, but Jimenez today was actually fantastic. And I think if you look at some of the players in our team, the way they've levelled up under Silva is incredible. Traore on the right this season has looked a great deal better than last season. You know, the back four looks solid. Be interesting to see where we finish at the end of the season.
And so Jimenez has he's got the nod over Muniz, hasn't he? Who, I think at the start of the season there was a lot of excitement surrounding Muniz, wasn't there? What's sort of gone on there then? Has he been just slightly off it and Jimenez deserved his opportunity?
I think so. I think he's a confidence player, right? I mean, he had a great streak kind of towards the, you know, February, March time last season where he was fantastic, and then, you know, it's probably been what, 9-10 games now without a goal, and I think neither of them you would say is a, you know, we're never going to have a world-class striker, but at the same time, I guess a recognised first-choice striker, I think. But at the same time, the three behind them, you know, essentially the Arsenal rejects of, you know, Iwobi, Smith-Rowe and Traore, obviously not from Arsenal, but those three have been fantastic. But I think the real challenge for Silva has been getting that balance right in the middle with Palhinha obviously moving into Bayern Munich, and Lukic has actually been incredibly underrated for us this season, and Pereira's kind of dropped to an eight and to accommodate Smith-Rowe. But if they get that balance right and maybe get Sander Berger in there as well, then, you know, I think we could finish as high as seventh or eighth this season if we're being ambitious.
Yeah, is it hard being a Fulham fan when you see your team play pretty attractive football season in, season out, and then you always end up selling your best players, don't you?
I think you just have to have expectations of where you are, really. I mean, like, you know, much like the Palace fan was saying earlier, I think it's underrated being a mid-table football team. You know, if you don't support a Big Six team, then you should be really, really happy with, you know, once every 10 years having a team that gets into the Europa League or something like that. I think if you play attractive football and you still enjoy, you know, watching your team, that's incredibly underrated. So we're not going to complain, I don't think.
Chris, thank you so much for the call. Leeds United, Chris, up to,
cheers, guys.
I think six. Thank you so much. Leeds United, Chris, up to six, yep. I think, in the playoff positions. 2-0 win
good
today.
Good manager, Daniel Fark.
How are you, Kyle?
Yeah, it's me, Robbie. All right.
All right, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
How are you, mate? All right.
Yeah, so you went all the way down to, where was it, Cardiff today, wasn't it?
Yeah, from Scarborough, mate, yeah.
A good win, wasn't it? You must be really positive on the drive back.
Yeah, well, do you know what, Rob? Football's dead, isn't it? And it's like people like you. Why are you like being happy with people like them Man U fans and all that? All them lot. They're not footballers, mate. They're not footballers. You're a proper person. And we're all the way back to Scarborough now. Then.
Oh, the line's not great, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle. Kyle, what's your... Yeah. Kyle, are you still there, Kyle?
Oh, they're in the car, Chris.
Well, maybe the signal near Scarborough isn't great.
Yeah. let's go to Josh, the Liverpool fan. How are you, Josh?
How are you, Robbie?
Hiya, Josh. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Very good.
Mm. Were you at the game today, Josh?
I was, yeah, just on the way back now.
Now that was
Josh, you're a Liverpool fan. We had Debbie, the first caller on the show tonight. He's got a picture of Chris on the wall. Have you got a picture of Chris on your wall?
I don't, but I can certainly make that happen if.
Well, also, Robbie. Josh, oh, thanks, Debbie Josh. Said I was her guilty pleasure. Am I your guilty pleasure,
really?
Josh? Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm not sure about that one, but. Listen, maybe you will be.
Were you sure about your team today, though, and that performance?
Yeah, I was, to be fair. I think after the Forest game, we knew we needed to bounce back. I think Nunes in the squad makes it a lot better against the low block sides. I think he hasn't had a tough start to the season, but I just think when he plays against the low block side, just stretches it a little bit more rather than Jota. And Diaz was quality today, but. Yeah, Nuno's put himself about really well, and I just hope he gets a bit more chances this season.
Yeah, I mean, now it's a squad game now, isn't it? With the games coming thick and fast, European competition. I think it's the Carabao Cup in the week. So the rotation's going to be really interesting. But I take your point, and of course, Josh, Nunes has that physicality, which is, I think that's the point you're making, Jota doesn't have. But I thought Bournemouth, Josh, played into Liverpool's hands today, and I know they'll have their principles of play, but they got after Liverpool, didn't they, and pressed high, and then Liverpool were just too good in terms of playing out from the back through them, and it was all over at half-time, which from a Liverpool, you're a Liverpool fan, you must have been delighted after the Nottingham Forest defeat last week.
I mean, halfway, we were 3-0 up, but I think you're right, the Forest sort of sat back and eroded more, but it's always going to be a bit easier when Bournemouth are coming at you. I thought we played loads of passes in midfield, Gravenberch, McAllister, literally, the ball into midfield was so easy. And we just got on the half turn, and then you're into a 3v3, but 4v4 basically, and with our attack, it's better than more goals.
Josh, do the three of us think that there's only Man City, Arsenal, and Liverpool that could win the league this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Liverpool for me win the league, but I think maybe a close second, Arsenal.
Here's one for you, Josh. So just watching Mo Salah this season, you've seen Liverpool in every game. I've seen Mo Salah the last couple of weeks. He does seem just slightly off his best from previous seasons. He had a number of opportunities today. He still influences games, but is it fair to say that he's just going through a little bit of a dip?
A bit harsh, Chris.
I'm just asking what Josh thinks. Josh,
I'm not sure about that, Chris, to be honest. I mean,
Did
you watch his game against United?
Yeah, what's that?
You're only as good as your last game, Josh.
Yeah, Robbie, you know about that match against United. Surely you know how good he was.
He was brilliant. That's why I think Chris. Listen, it's a question from Chris, but I don't think he's actually watched Mo Salah a lot this season.
Only last week against Nottingham Forest, where Moreno nullified him, and today he missed a few chances. That's just a question to Josh.
I do agree. I mean, he wasn't at it today. Missed a few chances. I thought his decision making was a little bit sloppy, but I think he gets into the position.
So what you're saying, Chris, Liverpool should get rid of him?
No, I'm saying it's a good thing. I think the most important thing, and Josh, I think, would agree, is the fact strength and depth off the bench. And you think today Chiesa came on and Gakpo came on. I think, did Gakpo not have a discussion with Arne Slot about doesn't want to play as a central striker, just wants to play off the left-hand side?
Yeah, I think maybe. But he played midweek against Milan. I watched him and he was absolutely brilliant, so he's deserved this. He's earned his chance in the team, but the problem is with Diaz started the season so well. It's like I don't know if he gets in at the moment. But
if you could choose
a player to have,
if you could choose one Champions League or Premier League, which one would you take, Josh?
Champions League for me all day, but I think the Premier's going to be really hard. But I think we'll win both, to be honest.
Champions League easier to win than the Premier League, do you think?
Yeah,
I wasn't asking you.
Yeah.
You've won the Premier League. You keep telling everybody.
Yeah, I think Champions League a little bit easier, but I'll be honest, I'll take either this year.
Josh, thank you so much for the call.
Champions League, the elite club competition, and
it's easier to win the Champions League than the Premier League.
Real Madrid in the Champions League. Well, I'm not sure about that, Rob.
Well, none of us would ever know, will we? What it's like to win the Champions League, Chris?
Well, you can look at the competition and the teams, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, and you're saying that's easier to win than the Premier League.
Premier League's harder to win than Champions League.
Not sure. Okay, about that at all, there. Rob.
0885 996 993. Guy, you're a Fulham fan.
Hello there, yes. And I just want to praise Marco Silva and the performance against Newcastle today, but I just would rather no one knew about Marco Silva because he goes under the radar a lot. And if we can keep him at Fulham for as long as possible, that would be fantastic.
What can you achieve if you keep him at Fulham for another few seasons? Because nobody's going to disagree with you on here, not even Robbie, who has some strange views at times. But you play great football under him, don't you? But how high can you go?
Well, that's it. He kind of, you know, you lose Polina and then you gain Emil Smith Rowe, and I know he must be aiming for Europe to win something. He even though we crashed out of the cup, he you can tell he takes the trying to get a trophy seriously. I get don't think Europe's necessarily possible because there's too many teams in front, but it's just a joy to watch. It really is. Every time you go to the ground, there's just great football, and he improves players. Obviously, Emil Smith Rowe's fantastic, but Adama Traore, there's someone who kind of, like, people say, you know, a bit of a motorboat. He can run in a straight line but not do anything in there. He's got assists, he's got goals. He's only going to get better, I think, under Marco. And it's like people want to come to Fulham, I think, because of him and him alone, really.
It will be interesting because, with the greatest respect to Fulham, you're a Fulham fan, but, I mean, Marco Silva is doing himself no harm with you talk about brand of football. West Ham changed manager because they wanted a certain brand of football, and you look at their football and it's utter dross at this moment in time.
Respect to Fulham, are you saying Fulham are a small club?
I'm not saying Fulham are a small club. I'm talking about a club which have a certain expectation, but the Fulham fans like Guy want to see beauty every week, the beautiful game played, and they enjoy that, Rob, and that's important. You don't quite understand that. You're all about results, aren't you? Not about performances. You're quite happy with lump ball, Rob, but people like Guy and myself like to see the beautiful game.
It's sav ball, Chris. Sav
ball or slash lump ball.
I did think it was funny when the West Ham fan said he thought Scott Parker was the answer to all their problems at West Ham. I'm not sure. I mean, he'd be welcome to Scott Parker, but I think he'd ruin them as well. Unfortunately, he has blood on his hands at Fulham, even though he got us up. But I don't think that's the answer for West Ham.
Guy, thank you much for the call. Lump ball's working at the minute, Christopher. Right, let's go to Chris.
You're going to be paranoid. I mean, just an observation. Different ways to win.
Lump ball. I like that one. Lump ball. Chris, how are you? Reading fan, Chris.
Hi, Robbie. Hi, Chris. Sadly, at the moment, obviously, Robbie, you will have a bit more of an inside track at what's going on, but the club is a mess. And it's been a mess for a long time. Really, it's been passed from bad owner to where we are now with Mr. Dye. Now, obviously, point of the call is to kind of make people aware that the proposed deal that was supposedly done between Mr. Cohig, who used to own Wickham, and Mr. Dye to buy the club, fell through this week. But it's more the fallout from that and the questions that have to be asked in terms of supposedly the money from the Michael Olise windfall that we got from selling him to Crystal Palace, who obviously now sold him on to Bayern Munich, is running the club. But supposedly Mr. Cohig has been paid back in full for the loans that he put in. About, I think it's been reported, is between 4 and 5 million into the club to keep it running. Now, obviously, Robbie, your son is there. He's been playing very well this season so far. But it's just, there's so much concern amongst the fan base as to what happens next and where we go. And it feels like something drastic needs to change or happen. And I'm basically calling on the EFL or some higher powers to actually do something to help us remove this man, because he has taken a club that was very stable under Sir John Medeski to a club that is on the brink of extinction, really.
Well, listen, Chris, my son is there, and I've got to be very careful, you know, why I say, listen, I've got to, you know,
of course,
bite my tongue on this one, because I've got lots of things I'd like to say, you know, but obviously, whilst my son is at Reading, I think, you know, I should keep my own counsel. And, you know, all I can say for you fans, you've been magnificent. The group, the young group, are galvanised. Again, it's a huge worry to everybody, and not just the playing staff, you know, the fans. It's the people behind the scenes, people have been at the club for years. You know, you know, if you're looking at the local paper, James Earnshaw has been on the show a couple of times, Chris, you know, writes some brilliant pieces. And,
but you know, Rob, you're biting your tongue on it, right? And I get that. Chris. But Chris, I mean, you know, you're basically saying that the owner doesn't have a clue. The club needs saving. Well, you know, it's pretty obvious what needs to happen. Why is it not? Then this is me from the outside looking in. Why is it not happening then?
Well, when Mr. Dye came in, he was part of a consortium that tried to buy Hull in 2016 when they were Premier League. Now, for one reason or another, the Premier League turned him and the consortium down. They didn't approve him to buy the club, or them to buy the club. Now, what the process was with the EFL when he came to buy us from the Ties is who knows. But what he's done to the football club is basically I use the word fragmented, but you could use the other words in terms of the club is fragmented in terms of you've got he sold off the stadium to himself. The previous owners still own the car park that includes an indoor training facility known as the Dome, that obviously could, if in the right hands and run properly, is a really good source of income all year round. And obviously, we've had fines. He's been fined personally by the EFL, which has obviously done nothing. And also, we've had periods where players have not been paid, which has led then to points deductions. And it feels like the hope was that Mr. Cohig would have come in. He, with what we knew of him at Wickham, would have run the club akin to what Mr. Medeski would have run it like. He would have run it along those lines. But the problem is with the deal is where it was so fragmented. There was a weird statement put out on transfer deadline day to say the deal is taking time because it has to be done over 14 time zones. Now, if you're selling an asset, and for me, you don't have a fragmented asset you don't sell. You try and bundle it all up in one package, right? And you sell it that way. Now, I think the worry is that Mr. Nigel Howe, who was the chief executive under Sir John, came out and gave a very bad press conference this week because Ruben Sellers, who's done an amazing job. I can't praise that man highly enough, given what he's had to work with and the restrictions he's had, and the lies and the disrespect that him and the rest of the staff have been, not just the playing staff, but as Robbie pointed out, the staff at the club. And it's just, everyone had their hopes up that by this time, possibly last week, this deal would have been done and Mr. Cohig and his team would have been in place in taking this club forward. Now,
Chris, honestly, you know, you've made your points, you know, exceptionally well. We've got, you know, two callers to go. That we've got to go to the box. And listen, Chris, you know, I think the plight of Reading's there for all to see. Just follow the local news. I think, Chris, you spoke well. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for your call. But it's difficult for me, Chris, to speak, obviously. There's lots of things I would love to say, trust me, but obviously I can't. How are you, Mitchell, Leeds fan?
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Chris, you all right?
Hi, Mitchell. You're right. You must be enjoying the season. Farkball, it's all going pretty well. Good win today at Cardiff. Not anything to grumble about?
Well, I don't know. To be honest, it was a good win in a way, but also very disappointed with how much football we're playing that's very safe.
Well, you sort of sell all your best players in the summer, then, you know, sometimes it takes time, Mitchell.
We didn't sell everybody. We sold some of the assets.
Sold the best player in the Championship.
last season.
Yeah, we sold the best young player in the championship as well.
And then you expect an instant sort of click, do you?
I still think we've got quite a lot of good assets within the squad. We've got Largi Ramazani who's come in, Manus Solomon who's played in the Champions League, who's a very top player. So that's Premier League right there. Tanaka from Dusseldorf, you know yourself. A lot of the Japanese players, I love them. I think they're fantastic players. And he was a good addition. Still to get much game time, not exactly played. I think it's a bit of a... The problem we've got is the midfield's a muchness. Two players that I really like, but two players that are also very similar. Tanaka has got, you know, a lot of tenacity, if you like, and he likes to go forward with the ball. I've seen him at Dusseldorf, and I think he was a good replacement for who I like, Glenn Kamara, a lot last season. Came in for a lot of stick, but didn't score a lot. But, you know, some of the football we're playing, it's nowhere near. It's not the lightning pace or anything like that. It's very much, we've got a free kick on the halfway line, for instance, playing it back into our own half after playing 14 passes, and it ends up back at...
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is
BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This
is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform.
You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.